It's nice when we have a meeting for children to sing the songs, the hymns that the children like. I wonder if there's a boy or girl here that has a hymn you'd like to sing. Want to raise your hand if you have one you'd like to sing? Nobody has one? Number eight? Number eight. Shall we gather at his coming when the dead in Christ arise? Shall we hear the Savior's summons to God's home beyond the skies? Yes, we'll gather at his coming, his glorious coming. Gather with his saints at his coming, if washed in the Savior's blood. Now, don't forget that last line, if washed in the Savior's blood. I wonder if someone can start it, please.
We gather at his coming,
Thank you.
number 32. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, you know, we sing this a lot when we go up to New Brunswick, where we have a lot of children over there in the tent. And we sing it like this, that the one who was speaking, he asked the question, and the children answered. You have a question in the first line, you have the answer in the second line. You have a question in the third line of the first verse, and you have the answer in the last line. Suppose I ask the question, and you answer. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is
the flow
that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this I see.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
For my pardon this my plea.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, nothing can for sin atone.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Not of good that I have done.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, this is all my righteousness.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the number two. Number two. Come to Jesus, gently calling, ye with care and toil oppressed. With your guilt, howe'er appalling, come, and I will give you rest. For your sin he once has suffered. On the cross the work was done, and the word by God now uttered to each weary soul is come. Sing another song. Our blessed God, there was a hand right here in front of me, and then I'm going to choose one after that. So what one?
47.
Number 47. I think that should be on the back. Yes. The last one, number 47. And if someone can start that, please. Some here who know it. Who knows a donkey song? You boys know the donkey song? There once was a wild little donkey. He had to be tied to a tree. But Jesus was thinking about him. He said, "Go fetch him to me." And when they had brought him to Jesus as quickly as ever they could, that restless, that wild little donkey was quiet, obedient, and good. When Jesus was riding upon him, he went just the way that he should, a patient, submissive wee donkey, made so by the blessed Son of God. And Jesus is able to make you whatever he wants you to be. He loves you and longs to forgive you and make you both happy and free. I'm not very good at starting tunes, and I hope someone knows this. There once was a wild little donkey. He had to be tied to a tree. But Jesus was thinking about him. He said, no one knows it. Wisdom, you know that. Come on, you've got a good voice. Come on, let's sing it. Come on, you can sing it. I've heard you sing this before. Yeah, let's start it.
There once was a wild little donkey. He had to be tied to a tree. When Jesus was thinking about him, he said, go fetch him to me. And when the inn brought him to Jesus,
about some words we have in the scripture, we'll talk about them a little later. But first of all, I know you boys and girls have gotten a Sunday school paper last week. Now, who can tell me what the verse in that paper is, a memory verse in that paper? Someone can tell me? Well, I see two hands, no more than two hands. Don't you boys and girls say the verses in your regular Sunday school? Do you know the verse? Well, let me hear you say good and loud.
For Jesus.
Did you learn the one that's in the paper last week? He that covereth his sins. You tell me. I wonder if we can all say it together. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. And now, I want to tell you first of all, I want to read one verse in the Old Testament first. Then we'll turn to the New Testament. In Exodus 13, I hope you can all find Exodus 13 and verse 13. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shalt thou redeem. Now this is the word of God, and it tells us that God has claim upon us. You know the children of Israel, when they were in Egypt, the Lord was judging the land of Egypt, and when the children of Israel were there, the Lord took away, he smote the firstborn of every house in Egypt that was not sheltered by the blood of a lamb. And now the Lord tells the children of Israel that the firstborn was his, and they were to redeem the firstborn. And it says about the firstborn of the donkey or the ass that they had to redeem it, they had to give a lamb, they had to slay a lamb to redeem that little donkey. And if they didn't, then that little donkey had to die. There was the sentence of death. Now, I hope you understand what I mean by the sentence of death upon that little donkey. You know, when a man stands in front of a court and he's found guilty of something, the judge pronounces a sentence on him, a penalty. And so, when that little donkey came into this world, there was a sentence of death upon that little donkey. But God had made a wonderful provision. He said they could redeem it, they could buy it back with a little lamb. And he says every firstborn of man, every firstborn child that was born into the family had to be redeemed with a lamb. The sentence of death is not only upon the little donkey, but upon the little child that is born into this world. And that's God's word. And you and I, when we're born into this world, had the sentence of death upon us because we have a sinful nature. Now I want to turn to the New Testament, to Mark's Gospel. Chapter 11. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, crying, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and into the temple, and when he had looked round about on all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Now, if we were to turn to the other Gospels, some parts of this little story, this little incident, are recorded in all the other three Gospels, we would find that this colt was a little donkey colt. And that's why I read that part we have in Exodus, because it speaks about a little donkey colt. Here the Lord Jesus, down here in this world, he came into this world to save sinners. And do you think that he wants children to be saved? Is there someone can tell me a verse in the Bible that tells us that the Lord Jesus wanted children to be saved? Can anybody think of a verse like that? You know, the people back there can't hear you. Say it louder, please. Yes, that's exactly the verse that I wanted to hear. Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God, I believe it is. Well, that's a wonderful verse. The Lord Jesus loves little children. You know, on that the time when he said that, there were the mothers that brought their little children. I suppose there were some about the age of some of these here. They brought their children to Jesus. And you know, he must have been a wonderfully kind man. We know he was. And it must have been very apparent to the mothers there that here was one who loved little children, and he wanted them around him. And so they brought their children to Jesus. But you know, there were the disciples there. And you know, we have a hymn that says, the stern disciples drove them back and bade them depart. You remember that hymn? Oh, the disciples didn't want the Lord Jesus to be bothered with your little children. Oh, he said, let the children come to me. He wanted them. And he wants the little boys and girls here. If there's one here that doesn't know the Lord Jesus as Savior now, he wants you to come today to him, to take him as a Savior. Well, now you know, in this story that we read, if we were to read what went before this, we would find that the Lord Jesus had been down in Jericho, been down in that place which is so much a type of this world, the place called the City of the Curse. He had been down there, and he found a blind man there, and he healed him. But now he's on his way up to Jerusalem for one purpose. He's going to Jerusalem in order that he might go to the cross and die, the little children might have a Savior. So he's on the way, and now he comes by these villages of Bethphage and Bethany. And it says he sent out two of his disciples. You know, he knew that in that city, in that town there, he knew there was a little colt. And he wanted that colt. He could use it. He could use that little colt for his own purpose. And he sends two of his disciples after that little colt. Wasn't that nice? You know, it's like the Lord Jesus. You know, he's up in the glory now. He's no longer down here, but you know the Lord Jesus sends his own servants out to gather in the little children. He wants little children for himself. He has a purpose in order that he may bless, in order that he may make little children happy for all eternity with him in heaven. So he tells them now, he said, you go into the village And you'll find, when you get into the village, you'll find there's a colt tied there. How did the Lord Jesus know there was a colt in that village? He hadn't been there, he was going by. How did he know there was a colt there? Oh, you know, he knows all things. And he knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows exactly what you're thinking. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows what we do, whether it's in the daytime or whether it's in the nighttime, in the light or in the darkness. He knows all about us. And you know, sometimes our thoughts and our ways are bad. But you know, the Lord Jesus loves us so much that he wants us, in spite of our badness, he wants us to come to him. You know, the Bible tells us there's none good, no, not one. None good. But the Lord Jesus came down here to save those that were lost. And we're lost because we are sinners. Well, he says you're going to find a colt and he's going to be tied. Oh, you know, to me that reminds me of what we are down here in this world without Christ. Without knowing the Lord Jesus as Savior. You know, sometimes we think we can do as we please. Sometimes when mother or father tell us to do something, I don't want to do that. I want to do what I want to do. But you know, that isn't true. If we don't have the Lord Jesus as Savior, we're servants to sin, and we're in bondage. We're tied, just like this colt was tied. And you know, the Lord Jesus speaks of Satan as having his captives. And the Lord Jesus came to set those captives free. Well, here was a little colt. He was tied. He wasn't free to go where he wanted to go. But the Lord Jesus sent into that village to have that colt brought to him. And you know, it's nice when we're able to carry the gospel, the story of the Lord Jesus and his love, to carry it to children like we are right now. Now it says of this colt that no man had ever sat on him. You know, the little song that we tried to sing speaks of him as a wild little colt. And anybody that's ever tried to ride a little colt that's never been ridden before knows what this means. You don't stay on him very long. No, they don't like to have someone riding on their backs. They want to be free, so they think. Well, that's the way with this colt. No man had ever sat on him. You know, that speaks to me of what we are by nature. You know, we have a will. We want to do, as we said before, we want to do what we want to do. We have a will of our own. But you know, the Lord Jesus wants us to do his will. To do his will. And that's where the true happiness is, when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ to do his will. It's when we set aside our own will and seek to please the Lord Jesus Christ in taking him as our Savior. So the Lord said, this colt, no one ever sat on this colt. He said, you loose him and you bring him to me. Isn't that nice? You bring him to me. And so how nice it is when a little boy or girl has been brought to to Jesus. I was thinking yesterday when our brother Anderson was talking about Mr. McGuire. I don't know how many of you boys and girls remember what he said about Mr. McGuire when his father asked him, "Have you met Jesus?" How about you boys and girls? Have you met Jesus? Have you met him? Do you know him as your Savior? Well, the Lord says to the disciples, "You bring him to me." No, that's the place where we can find happiness, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Happiness in the Lord Jesus. And so he says, "If any man say to you, 'Why do ye this?' say ye, 'The Lord hath need of him.'" The Lord has need of him. Think of that. And it's that way with you and me. The Lord needs us in order to satisfy his love for poor sinners and for sinners saved by grace. His love desires to have little children around him, and he wants you for himself. Oh, he needs little children. The Lord has need of him. Do you know that the Lord has need of you? Do you believe it? The Lord has need of you. Well, these disciples went, and they found the colt, just as the Lord has said. The colt was tied. It was tied by the door. It was outside the door. This is outside the door. You know, we sometimes sing that little hymn, "One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside. On which side are you?" Oh, ask yourself that question. On which side of that door are you? Now, this little colt is on the outside of that door. Oh, that isn't the place to be when it comes to salvation, to be outside that door. No, to be inside that door. And the Lord Jesus says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." This little colt at that time, he was outside that door. But the Lord Jesus had said that he had need of him. And he sent to get that colt. But there's something else it says here. It says, in a place where two ways met. Two ways. Can anybody tell me of another place in the Bible that speaks of two ways? Two ways. If we were to turn to the Gospel by Matthew, we haven't time. I see our time is going. It speaks of two ways there, two roads. There's a narrow road, and the gate, the door is narrow. It's a way that leads to life. Oh, it says there are few that enter there. Not very many want to go in that gate. But then there's another one. There's a wide, broad way. Wide is the gate. Many there be that go in thereat. Oh, yes. But that leads down to destruction. It goes down to hell. And oh, how many in this world are going down that road? How many boys and girls are going down that road that leads to hell? They go in through that wide gate. Oh, yes, they can go in without any trouble. But the way that leads to life, it's a narrow gate. You have to get in, yes. You have to go through that narrow gate, and the way is narrow. But oh, how nice it says. It doesn't say that there are none that go in thereat. There's a few that go in, wonder if every boy or girl on these steps here had gone in through that gate. Well, that's where this little colt was. He was outside the door, but there was a place where two ways met. They came together right there. And you know, for you and for me, the place where those two ways meet is at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, there's a choosing there, you know, when you come to a place in the road where two roads go off from it. You've got to choose which one you're going to take. You've got to choose. And when you come face to face with the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, you have to choose whether it's a narrow way, the blessed way, the way that leads to life, or to choose the broad road and reject the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the way with that little colt. He was in that place. Well, now it says they brought the colt to Jesus. Yes, a little colt. He came to Jesus. And how nice it is when we can say that these little children have come to the Lord Jesus. You know, in the first chapter of John's Gospel, it tells us when one of the disciples of the Lord, when he first met him, it says he first goes and he finds his brother and brought him to Jesus. Now, that was nice. He found his brother and brought him to Jesus. Well, how nice it is when those in a family are concerned about their own brothers and sisters to bring them to Jesus. And the Lord Jesus sat on him. He sat on this colt. Oh, this little colt didn't buck and jump like an unbroken horse does. No. He was subject to Jesus. Isn't that nice? The Lord Jesus could ride that little colt into Jerusalem. We don't have time to go into it as to what it means about him presenting himself as a king to his people Israel. But I want to talk about the last verse that we read. Jesus entered into Jerusalem, into the temple, and when he looked round about at all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. You know, Jerusalem was a place where the Lord should have been received. That was a place where God had put his name. And the temple was there. The temple where the people thought they were worshiping God. That was the Lord's house. But oh, you know, although they worshiped God outwardly, yet their hearts were far from God. And I wonder how many boys and girls come to Sunday school like that. They sing the hymns, they say the verses, but their hearts are far from Jesus. They haven't received Jesus into their hearts. You know what it says about Jesus here? He looked around about him. Yes, he looked at all, just like I can look at these boys and girls here now. He looked at all that was going on in that temple. He saw all of those that were there praying. And I suppose some of them were singing their hymns. But you know, he could read their hearts. Just like he knew about this little colt, he could read their hearts. And he knew what was in them. And it says he looked all around about him, and he left it all behind him. He went out. He went back to Bethany, to that little town where there were those that loved him. He went back there to be in that little town where he knew that there were those that loved him. You know, the day is coming when the Lord Jesus is going to come and he's going to take his own out of this world. And all those that don't love the Lord Jesus, those who have not put their trust in him, he's going to leave them all behind. He's going to leave them behind. They will not be taken when the Lord Jesus comes for his own. Oh, boys and girls, don't you want to come to the Lord Jesus now so that when he comes to take his own out of this world, he'll find you amongst them. You know that little hymn we sang about the jewels? Oh, don't you want to be one of those jewels in his crown? Well, perhaps we can sing another hymn and then we'll close. How about number 45? Two little eyes to look to God, two little ears to hear his word, two little feet to walk his ways, two hands to work for him all my days, one little tongue to speak his truth, one little heart for him now in my youth. Take them, Lord Jesus, and let them be always obedient and true to thee.
Two little eyes to look to God.